neural feedback is a device now they're using, you know, they're using EEG tech type technology to basically put impulses, small impulses back into the brain in areas where they're finding disruption of patterns, like normal patterns of the brain, by using these electrodes to find out if there are signals within the brain that are moving smoothly along the surface, or if there's patterns deep down in the brain that's causing what? It's causing disruption and imbalance. And now they're able to find those areas on the brain, certain patterns, and then with that little electrode, send a signal down into that area of the tissue to jostle the area and bring the signals smoothly back to the surface where those patterns should be traveling on the surface of the brain. So all those deep emotional patterns that are deep down into the body can actually be brought to the surface. So you're starting to see that patterns are brought back up to the surface by putting an electrical impulse, but the measurements are used from a biofeedback device. They're actually now using that technology to go, okay, yeah, there's deep trauma in this area, whether it's from a concussion, a car wreck, a train wreck, whether it's from abuse when you're a kid or a traumatic event when you're young, that area gets damaged and gets injured.
Welcome back to the Ancient Health Podcast, where we educate you on real health solutions that will help transform the way you live, feel, and overcome disease naturally. I'm your host, Courtney Versage, along with Dr. Josh Axe and Dr. Chris Motley. We're so happy you've joined us. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hey friends, Dr. Motley here with the Ancient Health Podcast. Today we're going to talk about biofeedback technology. What is biofeedback technology? How it is important to you, and can you use it for your own benefit? The answer is yes. Where do we see biofeedback technology? Everywhere in our culture today. So biofeedback technology helps our society, helps our culture, because it is now a technology that's finally being brought to the surface that allows, for example, a mother or a father that has questions about their children or the health of their family, and is able to use devices to measure the heart rate variability, the frequencies or the sounds given off by the body, the breathing patterns, the sleep patterns, the metabolism, the lights that's coming off the tissues of the body. There are devices that can measure these types of things and digitize them, which means put them into a numerical value, and actually put them onto a screen and allows you to see the imbalance or the balance of certain types of tissues or readings in your body internally by using a device that measured all the activity, whether it's light, sound, or electrical flow in your body, and did not have to become what? Internal. You didn't have to go through surgery. You didn't have to have tubes put in your body. You didn't have to have something very invasive to get a representation of what's going on internally. We see it in our everyday culture. We see EKGs, which are basically heart measurements on a screen. We see EEGs, which are brain wave activity. We talk about the electrical activity of the brain. And all of these represent or show that there's electrical patterns, like, for example, in the heart. And those electrical patterns are measured through small sticky pads placed around the heart in certain areas on the body, because those particular areas pick on up on the vibrational and electrical output of the organ. Does that make sense? So you go to the doctor, they do a stress test on you, they put these electrical pads in certain areas because those particular sensorial areas, those sensorium areas, pick up on concentrated levels of electrical output from the organ in frequencies, vibrations from the organ. And then it's measured through what? A wire. And that wire is put on a screen. And now it's been able to be confined to a screen to allow you to see a visual representation of what's going on internally without them going invasive. Now, in this way, I'm not saying that you should not go get testing like blood work or salivary testing, or, you know, refuse invasive testing. I'm saying now the technology is getting so cool and so great that there are devices that are going to be able to measure many things without having to be invasive. Now, we don't see them many times here in our American culture. More than likely, they're more represented in the European areas, like in the Scandinavian countries and in Germany. And you'll see some really cool devices that can measure frequencies, like sound frequencies, wavelengths of light off the body, that can use this information and put it into a device And that device can be basically attached to a smartphone. And this is always what's really, really made me just grin, is because when I was younger, my brother used to watch a show called Star Trek. And there was a, well, for all you Trekkies out there, and remember, it's William Shatner, and he'd always like, Spock, Spock, that guy. Remember, I won't ever do a William Shatner impersonation again, but what he did was, Gene Roddenberry, I believe his name was. My brother could tell you more about this. He was a sci-fi guy. But he talks about how there's a device called a tricorder, and the tricorder would be waved over the body, and the device would pick up on the frequencies or the measurements that came up off the body, and somehow used an algorithm in the device, mathematical equations, that could then shoot a signal over to a computer screen, and the computer screen could show you the patterns and the images of what's going on inside without as much as doing anything invasive. Now, they have that technology now, right? We see things like the Oura Ring. We see things like neurofeedback. We're seeing things like electromyography. We're talking about the AO scanner, the Healy scanner, if you guys have heard about these things. These are biofeedback devices that are measuring the frequencies and the geometrical patterns that are coming off those frequency patterns off the body. Yes, there's geometry in the frequencies that come off your body. And those devices can measure it and give you basically a numerical representation of what the imbalances are going on internally. So the Trekkies out there, like, it's all coming to pass because this device now is pretty prevalent. And I say in the sense that there are smartphones now that can tell you your blood sugar or your heart rate or your sleep patterns. There are devices like the Oura Ring. There are devices such as neurofeedback that can literally measure these things that come off your body and can tell you if you're having sleep apnea, can tell you if you're not getting into full REM sleep, REM sleep, or if you've got low oxygen in the body. So to me, why is it important? It's because with this technology, they are not only able to measure like your heart rate variability or your breathing patterns, but now they're able to look into the actual strength or the vibrational patterns, the frequencies that are given off of your tissue, such as your muscles or your ligaments or your tendons, even the tissue of your organs, the pancreas, the spleen, the bladder. And furthermore, there are now ways, which has been around for many years, of instruments measuring the frequency output from microbes, which is up my alley. I love it. Frequencies that could be representation of yeast or mold or bacteria or viruses. So for an infection that hides, let's say that there's a bacteria or a mold that normal blood work doesn't pick up on, or you try to get salivary testing or a poop test or, you know, a stool sample, and it can't pick up on it because the infections have embedded into the tissues or the walls of the organ or hiding. But the frequencies of the infections can still be measured off the body. Without having to do those tests, you can locate and see if there's the frequencies of the infections within the body that can be measured onto a device that gives the practitioner, the medical healthcare practitioner, evidence of an infection that could still be present. In our day and culture, and in this no way, guys, am I talking badly about like anybody that's in Western medicine world, in any world, I think we all benefit with all different forms of medicine. But in our culture, we've been told that if it's not in the blood work or the salivary work, or if it's not a chemical, if it's not physically chemical, then it doesn't exist. Oh, measuring to find out if there's bacteria in the tissue from frequency or light, that's just crazy. Not at all. I mean, even this has been around for years, like even hospitals in Canada were using ultraviolet light, bursts of ultraviolet light to kill off certain forms of staph and strep. Why? Because certain light sources can actually disrupt the metabolism, the metabolic function of certain bacteria. The wavelengths from certain light can literally disintegrate and rupture and pop open certain bacteria. Why? They found a particular frequency range of an ultraviolet light and did it in high concentrated sources, and they know that that light and that frequency, that wavelength, I'm sorry, could disrupt the actual cell walls of the infections and pop them open. So that technology is being used in certain hospitals. But when we say that it's, you know, it's crazy, it's like, you know, it's witchery. I always say that much medicine takes about 20 years or 30 years to catch up. When we talk about frequencies or wavelengths that can be measured off the body and put into a digitized form on a computer screen, that makes it legit. For instance, if we saw it on a computer screen and if an Apple iPhone or your Samsung or whatever can put your heart rate on there, that means it's legit because, you know, it's very technical. But all the technology that they use, all technology is based on like neurology and frequency output of the body. That's how they make computers, in my opinion. They're just trying to emulate what's going on in the body and putting it into technology. But what I'm trying to say is, for instance, if I use a tuning fork, like biofield tuning experts, many of you out there are saying, what are you talking about? You can take a tuning fork, and if you take the tuning fork and hit the tuning fork and it starts to emit the note it's basically made for, the length and the width between the two prongs of a tuning fork, let's say it's a C note. Whenever you put that C note out there, that C note's going to resonate with anything else that's emitting a C note. Does that make sense, guys? That's called resonant frequency. So let's say, for example, certain tissue of your body are needed to be vibrating in the C note frequency range. So hold that thought in your head. This put an example. If you have a muscle, let's say, for example, and the muscles, I'm putting a number out there, should be vibrating or basically having this vibrational pattern that should be healthy in the range of 90 to 95 hertz. Hertz is the term that's, you know, associated with vibration. Now, let's say that that's the C note. And I know that many of you out there who are really good experts with frequency and stuff, and I can go into that, but that's a whole nother podcast. But if that frequency range, if that muscle is not vibrating within that range, within the range, then it could be above the range, which means it could be in a cramped state, or below the 90, which would be in a loosed, flaccid state. If that muscle, let's say, was supposed to be in the C note wave, that range, it should be emitting a C note from the muscle. I know it sounds unusual, but it's the truth. If that muscle is supposed to be me emitting a C note, if that tuning fork is ran across that muscle and that muscle is supposed to be emitting a C note, it would amplify and make that tuning fork sound a little bit higher. It would change the sound coming off that tuning fork. This is the kicker. I want to rephrase that. If the muscle is weak and tired, it may draw energy away from the tuning fork, literally. That's how resonant frequency works, and make the tuning fork lower. If it's overactive, if it's putting out a lot of frequency of C note, it could actually amplify and make the sound of the tuning fork higher. That is how a tuning fork works. Now, what am I getting at? You can eventually hold the frequency of that tuning fork over that muscle and get that muscle to resonate with that tuning fork. And if you just hold it there long enough, it'll actually balance out. The frequency of the C note will balance out between the tuning fork and the muscle, and it actually restore the muscle to a proper vibrational rate. Now, the cool thing is that that's sound technology, and that's what they do in, you know, music labs and in studios. And what we're seeing is that we have devices now that can measure the sound coming off the body, that can actually have sensors in a device that can resonate with your tissues in your body of certain frequency ranges, certain notes. So we took all the technology of the past, like a tuning fork, which we thought is really weird, and we just put it into devices that can actually do it modern day now. So not only are we doing, but like you could say, a tuning fork, which sounds a bit odd, but not to me. I think it's great. I think it's cool. Some of the coolest type of, you know, healing modalities out there with sound therapy. But we're seeing that with wavelength, with light. You're talking about light that's coming off the body, that's emanating off the body. And we're talking about, you know, tissue that can give off certain types of colors. Now, the body will give off certain colors. Certain microbes give off colors. And there's devices that will measure the colors that come off, and they'll call it, you know, people call them auras or biofields. They'll talk about the colors that emanate off your biofield around your body. And there's plenty of research that shows that there's fields of light and wavelengths that come off the body, and that there's different colors around the body. Why is that? because certain tissues have a certain wavelength range that they should be in to give off a certain light or color. And they measure them enough to know that, oh, this area of the body should be in this color. But when it's in another color, like instead of being blue, it's in red now. What does that mean? It's out of its normal wavelength, which means there could be a problem.
Hey, listeners, this episode of the Ancient Health Podcast is brought to you by Manukora Honey. Manukora makes Manuka honey, a single origin honey from New Zealand, and you can use it like any other honey. But what makes it so unique and powerful is it has 3 times more antioxidants and prebiotics, which of course is incredible for your gut. Plus, it contains an antibacterial compound called MGO, found exclusively and only in Manuka honey. These nutrients support your optimal immune system function and digestive health. Also, it's delicious. Manukora sent me their MGO 850 Plus honey, their bestseller, and I loved it. I use it on bread, I use it on tea, I use it on everything, and the benefits are incredible. It's a creamy caramel texture that melts in your mouth. If you want some for yourself, head on over to manukora.com/axe to get $25 off their starter kit, which comes with the MGO 850 Plus Manuka honey, a free travel pack of honey sticks, a free wooden spoon, and a free guidebook. So indulge and try some honey with superpowers from Manukora honey. That's manukora.com/axe today to get your big discount and take your digestive and immune health to the next level.
Anybody here, like many people that have Rife machines, and maybe you guys think it's, I'm not trying to get political about anything. I'm talking about Royal Rife, who is basically, he was a scientist. He was an inventor. He wasn't a doctor, but he created a device that he found that he created a microscope that was made out of quartz crystals. I think there was 3 or 4 created in the world. Many of you guys could probably hit me up with some of the messages about this, but he created 3 or 4 of these quartz crystal microscopes that were so powerful because of the angles, how he placed the crystals literally to magnify the view of the blood sample underneath the microscope lens, that he could see as high powered as an electron microscope, like, you know, black field microscopy. They talk about that. They can look into your blood and see all the infections. That's how powerful his microscopes, which are made out of crystals, were. One of them was destroyed, and I can't even get into that whole realm. There are certain people that probably destroyed his lab, but there's one, I think, in the Smithsonian in London. But what he found was that when he took a blood sample, that he found that there were certain viruses and there were certain bacteria and there were certain microbes in the blood samples, and they all emitted a certain type of light, a certain color of light. And that light color, like let's say it's red, he would then take a device that emitted certain wavelengths of light. So he put the blood sample, he'd look at it, he says, oh, there's a viral or bacteria, and it gives off this light. And then he would take the other device, and he would change the wavelength of light. So he projects certain light colors on that blood sample. And he found that when he matched the color of the infections would pop open and die off, because they found its resonant frequency. And what does that mean? You can accentuate the actual vibrational patterns of the infection. You can do a couple ways, but what happens if you match wavelengths? And there's a lot of, there's a lot more research about, photo and a light therapy. But at times you can actually hyper-excite the cell. And if you put a frequency in there that's matching, you'll usually create too much activity within the cell. And you can think about those wavelengths going super high and all of a sudden popping open the infection. Now, when he found that wavelength that basically was matching the color of the infection, that's what's happening. They're popping open. There's another technology called out of phase, whereas in music, if you have a wave, if you guys can imagine this in your head, a wave, like a normal wave, and you flipped it upside down, you would cancel the waves, the top of the waves, and the crests, the waves in the crest, the troughs. Like, you would literally cancel the wave out if you flipped it on itself. That's called out of phase. So you can actually have technology that uses out of phase technology to cancel out infection signals. It's really cool. So Royal Rye found this, and he was able to clean up a lot of infections and diseases within individuals by using light sources and projected wavelengths of light. So now the devices there are now to measure those colors and whether they come from an infection or not, then using light therapy to actually heal the tissue or kill off infections. That's Rife therapy. But my point is, guys, is that I know I'm getting pretty with biofeedback. What we're finding is that the cool thing is that now we're being able to actually measure the lights that are coming off the body, how innately that we're created. It's so astounding to me that now we have devices like the Oura Ring, or we have devices that can measure brainwaves, like neurofeedback devices, and or Healy or AO scans, and that's just a. There's many more. There's tables that are big that are literally in Europe and some here that can measure wavelengths off certain tissues and measure the frequencies and can tell you on a screen and say, okay, we're going to send the right wavelengths back into the body and the right frequencies, and it's going to balance out those tissues in the right frequency ranges or the right wavelength patterns. So when we look into this, like the AO scan or the Healy, we're saying is that The devices, we're not saying it takes a place of your blood, you know, work or anything of that sort, but we're saying is if you can get good at finding devices or get good at using these devices, you can actually get a good grasp about what may be the imbalances within the tissues of the body or within the blood. And you may be able then to get an idea and then work with your primary care doctor or work with your healthcare practitioner to find out the herbs or the spices or the things that could actually help accentuate and heal the tissues that's given off by the biofeedback. I have a couple stories, like, but for example, when you talk about any type of infection that's getting off the body, like I had a patient that had the Healy scanner, and it's a technology that comes from Germany, I believe. And the measurements that were given to the device for some individuals would be like for a particular bacteria, like H. pylori. And the patient then would ask her primary care doctor if they could, and her healthcare practitioner, if they could get homeopathics for H. pylori. And sure enough, when they started to work with it, they would have lots of die off and kill off. Now, in the normal blood work, they weren't finding H. pylori, but the H. pylori had become, the body had become accustomed to it. And so it became accustomed to the H. pylori. And so the body got used to it. And so we call that basically adapting. And when it adapted, it didn't allow the infections to be what? Found. So the person would have to adapt to it all their life and keep accommodating it. And so the body would actually get, you know, worse and sicker as time goes on. But using those biofeedback devices, they found it. And in fact, after they uncovered it and used the homeopathic, they went back to the doctor 2 months later and they found H. pylori. It pulled it out of the tissue. So the biofeedback devices not only can help measure many things, but they can help you with your practitioner, healthcare practitioner, find ways to help clean up if there's microbes or imbalances within the tissue. Like a Chinese medicine practitioner can give you something to help you with your spleen or liver if there's imbalanced signals coming from the spleen or liver. And that can give you a good overall visual, even to your healthcare practitioner, about what other things could be given to help heal the body. And so you're starting to see this type of technology that is getting bigger and larger. And I'm so thankful because with that, when we found the H. pylori, it then allowed us to find a hidden form of strep on the patient. And now the patient's doing quite well. And if they would have kept going in the same way, in the same testing routines, it probably would never have been found or have been very, very far in the future where they've gotten sicker because of that adaptation, finally breaking the body down. So I want you guys to look into biofeedback, like the Oura Ring or AO scanners, Healy scanners. Look into O-U-R-A is the Oura Ring. Look into LifeWave technology, which is a patch that has certain geometrical configuration or certain patterns that literally reflects the light back into your tissue. You literally have infrared that's emanating off the body. And when you put a patch on a certain area, it actually hits that patch and it's reflected back down. And it's basically interacted with a pattern that's in that patch called a LifeWave patch. And that pattern helps do what? It helps reset and helps heal certain tissue, helps produce more glutathione, helps with blood artery flow. And this technology is all about reflection of the light that's coming off your body, the wavelengths, the infrared. We're seeing so many more things like this. Like Levels Health has a device that you could put on your skin that literally can measure, just by putting that patch on, can measure your blood, sending it into that sensor and giving it to your phone. That's a biofeedback. Please take advantage of these. Levels Health, it's great. I use that with my mom with her diabetes. Neurofeedback is a device now they're using, they're using EEG tech type technology to basically put impulses, small impulses back into the brain in areas where they're finding disruption of patterns, like normal patterns of the brain, by using these electrodes to find out if there are signals within the brain that are moving smoothly along the surface, or if there's patterns deep down in the brain that's causing what? It's causing disruption and imbalance. And now they're able to find those areas on the brain, certain patterns, and then with that little electrode, send a signal down into that area of the tissue to jostle the area and bring the signals smoothly back to the surface where those patterns should be traveling on the surface of the brain. So all those deep emotional patterns that are deep down into the body can actually be brought to the surface. So you're starting to see that patterns are brought back up to the surface by putting an electrical impulse, but the measurements are used from a biofeedback device. They're actually now using that technology to go, okay, yeah, there's deep trauma in this area, whether it's from a concussion, a car wreck, a train wreck, whether it's from abuse when you're a kid or a traumatic event when you're young, that area gets damaged and gets injured. So PTSD, it's used heavily with people that have PTSD or Vietnam war veterans of all type. They're finding that neurofeedback's been helping them with PTSD, healing their brain, because they stuffed it down so low that the body adapted to it. It's getting injured from it. And so it didn't have enough energy to bring it to the surface to process properly, because there was not enough energy in the body to do it. But more than likely, I love talk therapy. I do talk therapy. But if you talked about it, it may bring it to the surface, but we don't know how long it would. Or is it so deep within the brain tissue that we needed some electrical input to actually pull that to the surface so you could talk about it? That's another question. So you're starting to see that everything in our lives has a vibrational pattern. Everything has a color. Your muscles have a color. Your sugar molecules have a color. Bacteria has a color. They all have vibrational patterns too. They all have frequency. They have a sound pattern that comes off of them. Anything that's moving, whether it's very low to here or very high, you have to realize that everything that has a vibration usually has a light or sound coming off of them, right? So when we see the body in that way, it's not just all biochemistry. In fact, when we talk about why are there certain biochemicals, why are there certain neurotransmitters that are attracted to certain receptor sites on certain cells? Yes, there are the patterns or the way the outer coating of the neurotransmitter fits perfectly into the receptor key slot area of a certain cell and works its magic. Yes. But how is it attracted to the receptor? Just because, oh, I'm just floating along and I attach to the cell because, yes, I have the key and there's a slot. There's a magnetism. There's an attraction. There's a frequency that's given off by the cell skin, by that particular receptor. It's a signal that's being broadcasted through the body to the actual key of that neurotransmitter saying, hey, come on over here. This is where it's needed. It's moving towards the area. There is a not only a biochemical attraction, but there is an electrical interaction, a frequency interaction between the receptor and the neurotransmitter or the chemical. So we're not just biochemistry. We've seen in science that even our blood cells are polarized. They have electrical charges to them. We are full of electrical charges. So this technology is not negating blood work, salivary work, stool samples, or anything of that sort, or anything that's like, colonoscopies. We're not saying that. We're saying that there's technology out there now that is taking into account that we are electrical beings along with the biochemical being, along with the physical being, and we can use that as an adjunct to all the things we want to learn about our bodies. And this technology is now being used in different devices to allow us to see what's going on internally. So I want you guys to research this. Levels Health, L-E-V-E-L-S, Levels Health for your blood sugar. Oura Ring, O-U-R-A, for blood oxygen, for respiratory rate, heart rate variability, for sleep patterns. There's many more. I'm not saying I don't get any kickback from them. I'm just giving you some examples. I even like the neurofeedback lens, L-E-N-S therapy, lens therapy. And with this, when you start to research biofeedback in this way, you're going to see that God's allowed the body to give off so many different signals in so many different ways that the devices that can measure them can actually give you a good representation. And you can use herbs, spices, your medications. You could use certain ways to help heal it. I wish that, you know, more biofeedback was used to find hidden infections. You know, certain hormones give off certain types of frequencies. You know, I know there's a lot of hormonal tests. They say hormonal tests are hard to do because they change and they shift every day. So you can get a blood, you know, sample or salivary sample and say, man, that's just in that time of the month or this time of the year where I'm, you know, is undergoing a lot of stress. So how do I know what my levels are right now? Well, if you can use a frequency patterns given off of by hormone, you could probably create a really good pattern and you can measure them and find out how you're doing throughout the whole month and see if those patterns repeat in the month just by using the frequency of the hormones. So I know this was a pretty long podcast talking about biofeedback, but the things I just mentioned are examples of them. Will there be devices that will measure so many more things in the future? Yes, there will be. The vibrations given off infections can be helped by using homeopathics or herbs. Why? Because the frequencies of the herbs actually help clean up the frequency of the infection. And that's a whole other, you know, discussion about resonant frequency. And for this podcast, I don't want you guys to sit out there and be like, oh my goodness, you lost me back, you know, when you talked about all this tuning fork stuff. But I just want you to know that it's available and that you can use these types of things to just learn more about yourself. And remember, I'm not saying it replaces anything else. I'm just saying that you can use it for yourself to understand more. And that's the beauty of it. Guys, I know I went on a bit of a rant. I love frequency technology. I use it in my office. I use biofeedback devices to measure the acupuncture points on the body and found if there's any potential static charge that's built up in the acupuncture point. And a biofeedback device allows me to pick up on the static of that point on the skin. And then I can send a signal back into that point and find the related areas to help balance out and release the static potentiality of the actual current in that area, the little, you know, built up static electrical charge. And then the energy flows and heals the area. So guys, remember your electrical beings that give off lots of light and lots of sound. And we just got to realize that the interaction of others, the light and sound of other people interact with us too. So without further ado, I hope that you guys found this interesting. If you did, let us know. You know, I think it's a technology that people can use, and I think sky's the limit as we see this stuff coming into the future. So guys, yeah, drop us a comment. If you like this podcast, please like and subscribe. Or if you know anybody else that needs to hear this, let us know. Or just send them this way and let them listen to it. But remember, get all the basics down. Get your breath, you know, your breath work. Get your blood sugar, your heart rate variability, your metabolism. You know, go to your primary care doctor, but also look at these biofeedback devices to see if you can learn more insight about yourself and get more proactive and be have intervention and cut things off of the past so you live a long, healthy life. All right, guys. Love y'all. I hope you guys have a great day. From all of us here at Ancient Health Podcast, have a great day. We'll talk soon. See ya.
Hey, Dr. Axe here. Here's the reality. Most people are not getting enough superfoods, greens, and berries in their diet. Well, I know I am because I'm consuming organic super greens by Ancient Nutrition. It contains over 25 superfoods, including spirulina, chlorella, reishi mushroom, goji, acai berry, turmeric, matcha green tea, and more. And this special blend also includes a resilient and effective probiotic strain to help support digestion, detoxification, and energy. Organic Super Greens also delivers the benefits of juicing every day without the hassle. Listen, this product is the highest quality green superfood in the world. It's the one I personally take, my family takes. I believe it blows other products like AG1 out of the water because it actually contains organic ingredients from the most powerful sources around the world. If you want to get more green, greens and more superfoods, along with support your digestion, detoxification, and support cellular energy, then try Ancient Nutrition's Certified Organic Super Greens today. Also, once you place your order, enter the code DRAX24 for 24% off your entire order for a limited time or while supplies last. I can't wait for you to experience the life-changing results from alkalizing and energizing your body with Ancient Nutrition's Organic Super Greens.
Hey, Dr. Axe here. I want to say thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like and subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing. Also, if you're in search of more natural health content, you can follow us at Health Institute on Instagram or subscribe to our newsletter using the link in the show notes below. Hey, thanks a lot and have a blessed week.